This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Northern Pulp announced late Monday that it will sell its assets, killing the idea of a new craft pulp mill in Liverpool. The company, owned by Domtar-controlled Paper Excellence, has been under creditor protection since June 2020 after it closed its pulp mill in Pictou County. Tory Rushton is Nova Scotia's natural resources minister. He told QCCR on Tuesday that the province did all it could to make the Liverpool mill a reality.
Yeah, no surprise, a little disappointed. This has been a waiting game for landowners and people that supply low-grade wood fiber to the market. Quite frankly, the province and the government have been working very hard on this project, and I think we laid our cards on the table.
Northern Pulp announced in March that a nine-month feasibility study found that a new $2.5 billion mill in Liverpool did not make business sense. It required an annual rate of return of at least 14%, and it said that wouldn't happen without a significant amount of government support. The province granted the company's request for more time to look for more funding for the project. Monday's announcement made it clear they were not successful. Rushton said the new facility would have provided a much-needed industrial customer for the low-grade wood fiber produced by private woodlot owners and mills like Harry Freeman & Son Limited in Greenfield.
For the whole area, the whole forestry sector in Nova Scotia, I'm certainly not taking my hands off the steering wheel here. We're going to carry on, and the conversation about a mill, I'm sure it will pop up again, and we'll be at the table to have those conversations. But right now, we're still investigating and working with the sector to achieve a market for the fiber.
Last May, the province announced a deal to settle the company's $450 million lawsuit after it was forced to close its Pictou County mill because of environmental concerns. Under that agreement, the company said it would look into opening a new bioproducts mill in Liverpool. In its news release Monday evening, Northern Pulp said the court-appointed monitor Ernst & Young would begin the sale process. Liverpool was a thriving mill town for more than 80 years. Bowater operated a pulp and paper mill in nearby Brooklyn from 1929 to 2012, which employed thousands of people in Queens County over its lifespan. But local reaction to a new mill was mixed, given Northern Pulp's environmental record. Ashley Christian is the president of the South Queens Chamber of Commerce. She said she believed a new mill in Queens County was a real possibility.
Well, the idea of the mill, of a modern bioproducts mill, was exciting from an economic standpoint for Queens County. We did have some concerns and reservations about Northern Pulp's past, their reputation, and environmental record. I was expecting the mill to go through. Based on the conversations that I've also had with individuals in the forestry sector, it felt like they were pretty confident as well. So I was a bit surprised, but again, I think it was probably the right decision.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.